All right, morning Dakota. I just cleared the construction here on 94. Yeah, it's from as soon as you pretty much get on eastbound, the barrels are all over the place, and they still got barrels all the way. I'm all the way up at Harper right now, and there's still barrels, but they're not deployed. They're all along the side of the road. So, yep, looks like there's going to be some construction here. Not too bad though. I'm flying along pretty good. 68 mile per hour. So, man, the barrels are still lined up north of Harper. So whatever they got planned for a long stretch here. And, yeah, Livonia, I forgot. I didn't forget about it. I just was thinking, like, you know, far, you know, closer and then closest. And that falls in a, it's kind of like, it's not quite Lance Cruz close, but worth it. It's you could run over, you know, you could just get up on a whim, run over there, take it in, and then get home, and that would be an easy day. So, don't forget about Livonia, good one there. But circling back to what started it all, Xenia. Yeah, I really got to go too, Anthony. I've heard that the food's a lot better. That they got a really excellent number of food trucks and vendors and. And the manufacturers all show up to that one, so you can see generally what all the manufacturers have planned under the, you know, coming up, and there's often good deals on new equipment, and then the flea market's just unreal. So I'd recommend it. It can be done in a day, but that's really tough, you know. So I don't know that I would recommend that. Anthony, W8 a few.